feel physically now compared to maybe a week ago? Are you making progress?
I feel good. I feel like I made some strides over the last couple of days. Good to get some time off, too. So I'm getting better every day.
So much was made of that last throw that was somehow reflective of your condition. Was that the case? Or
I don't think so. No, looking back, I probably should have moved around and bought some time to get it there, but I just threw it too early.
What do you see on Houston on film? Coach said he thought might be the best defense you guys have faced so far. What is it?
Yeah, obviously the two edge guys, with Clowney and Merciless, and Clowney moves around a ton too. So those guys kind of start things for him. Really tough to deal with. I mean, you're watching tape, and there's not a lot of times you see a quarterback back there for very long. So they're either hitting them, affecting them, or the quarterback's got to get it out quick. So, athletic in the secondary. I know they're a little banged up, but still pretty athletic. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
What kind of progress have you seen from Devontae's, both running and pass pro?
Yeah, he's got juice. I think, you saw that when he came in. I think just him understanding protections and coming along with the playbook and getting those reps in game, I think it's invaluable. So you see him getting better and growing and becoming more comfortable, I think.
Trevor, what was your relationship like with Brock last season? Did he help you come along, get into the league, any of those sort
of? Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, I learned a ton from Peyton, obviously, but then I learned a ton from Brock as well and the situation that he was in. So Brock's a good friend, I wish him really well. I talked to him, I think, real early in the season was the last time I talked to him. So he's been pretty busy. I've been trying to stay busy, too. So, he's a good dude.
Trevor, with 11 days off, I know you obviously probably could use the rest, but is there a feeling of, hey, we want to get back and get the bad taste out of our mouth?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you want to flush that taste out of your mouth, like you said, but at the same time, it's an opportunity to get to work. And I think that's kind of Coop's message, is get back to work and make each day count this week, and that's what we're trying to do.
The emphasis has been to start a little faster. How can you help that happen?
Yeah, I mean, looking back last week, I think that one, we had the double move to Emmanuel, and if I hit that throw, I hate saying what if, but it might be a different game if I hit that throw early. So I think, for me, across the board, everybody's got, just one thing here and there, and hopefully we can get that figured out this week.
How key is balance to that? I mean, I know at one point it was 30 plays to 5, but yeah, you guys got away from running the ball. I don't think the plan was for you to throw 50 times.
No, those aren't. You don't really want to throw it 50 times unless you absolutely have to. But you want to keep balance. I think we've been saying that this whole year is you got to make teams defend both, and with what we do offensively, the play pass and those explosive gains a lot of times are coming off a run action. So that's what we're going to try to do, is stay balanced and keep working, keep chipping away, and I think we'll get there.
Have you seen, looks like people are leaving coverages back for you until you run the ball better? Have you seen that? Or?
Yeah, which, quite a bit. Seen two deep safeties, and part of that's a product of being down in the game, and the coordinators and defenses aren't stupid. They're not going to let one play affect the game once you get to that point. And then you got Emmanuel and DT, so it's a lot of faith leaving those guys one-on-one with the corner. So I think there's a lot that goes into it, though.
Do you feel like, or do you want to throw the ball deep more?
Yeah, you want to, but you got to play within the confines of the offense and the defense, what they're giving you. So, looking back last week, I mean, heck, I would have wanted to throw it 50, 60 yards down the field, but when they got guys back there over the top, kind of like an umbrella, you're not gonna do that and look good anyway. I mean, you can try it, but.
Can you point out one thing that you definitely learned from Brock last year? You said you learned from his experience, but what did you kind of learn from him, John?
I think just being, taking over that situation, I think, more than anything, and kind of adapting to the locker room, when Peyton wasn't playing. Was really cool to see and how he handled everything, and I just thought he was a pro for sure, and guys respected him in the locker room.
Were you surprised when he decided to leave?
I wasn't really surprised. You go into the off season thinking be ready for anything that happens, really. So that was my mindset. But it'd be tough for me to say I was surprised.
Might be ready to be the starter.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But yeah, it seems like forever ago at this point.
Do you think you've gotten better with the locker room, the team, the huddle, that type of thing, as far as being the guy?
I think so. I think just playing helps that, right? You, there's no way to replicate those on-field reps and that experience. But at the same time, I'm still trying to be the same guy when I walked in here. So I'm growing just like everybody else, learning and trying to get better.
Okay. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.